Health journalist Andrew Holtz has seen a lot of industry developments in his long career, but the one that's drawn his attention recently is the new Michael Moore movie, Sicko.
I had expectations. I suspected Michael Moore would strum some cliched chords about healthcare and Sicko. You know, attacks on insurance companies, greedy executives, and venal politicians. I didn't think he'd grapple with the underlying cost of new drugs and devices, or the beliefs of many that rescue is always possible. My expectations were fulfilled, and yet Sicko also surprised me. It's not just a rant. Some parts are really funny. But most importantly, Michael Moore clearly identifies the values and assumptions that underlie debate about health care. He cuts through the clutter of co-pays, exclusions, and deductibles to get to the real points. What do we want from our healthcare system, and what do we expect of each other in order to get it? Unlike many wonkish presentations, Moore tells personal stories, dropping in facts that fit. Sure, he gets a lot of the details wrong, but filmgoers will connect with characters on the screen. Michael Moore made a smart decision. People without any insurance get only brief mention. He knows his audience is mostly insured. The tales are about us, not them. The film makes the U.S. system look pitiful compared to those of other countries. Plenty of academics have done the same thing, but Sicko will get more attention. People need to know that the health of Americans lags far behind that of residents of most other developed nations. However, the movie presses the point with unfair comparisons. Sicko shows ill Americans bankrupted by medical expenses, and then healthy Parisians in ritzy neighborhoods. But Moore's camera never visits the impoverished Paris suburbs that erupted in fiery riots a couple of years ago. And he idealizes the Canadian, British, and French healthcare systems as if they had no serious problems or critics at home. Yeah, right. And he leaves out essential information. When he slams a health plan for ordering a mother to transfer her sick daughter from an out-of-network hospital, he fails to mention that that hospital lost accreditation and has been cited for putting patients in jeopardy. I, too, might have told that mom to get her kid out of there. Even as Moore assails some healthcare myths, Sicko feeds the myth that more medicine's always better. A widow tearfully recounts the apparently mercenary denial of coverage for a bone marrow transplant to treat her late husband's kidney cancer. But Moore never considers that the extreme treatment might not have worked. And those other countries that Moore praises, they wouldn't necessarily have offered the aggressive treatment either. I could go on listing the inaccuracies and half-truths. Moore's critics certainly will. But Sicko also scores direct hits on an insurance system that often rewards short-term savings rather than long-term health value. Industry insiders speak with tears and dismay about their own complicity in denying coverage and treatment. When he asks staff members and patients at a British National Health Service hospital for directions to the billing department, their bewilderment is delicious. They just don't think about who pays, and they'll certainly never have to choose between paying medical bills or the mortgage. I suspect the chattering about Sicko will revolve around which of his facts are right or wrong, but I believe the real effect of the movie will be to help clarify what we're really arguing about, not co-pays, but care. Not coverage decisions, but responsibility. As Moore sums up the difference between the U.S. and other nations, he says, they live in a world of we, not me. Despite its many shortcomings, if Sicko helps us see that big picture, it may well influence how Americans talk about and ultimately act on healthcare reform.
The comments of health writer Andrew Holtz. And that's Oregon Considered for July 9th, 2007. I'm Allison Frost. This program is a production of Oregon Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content.